You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Hamburger Day.
Yeah, that's true. Do you see all the specials? Like Burger King, you know, and all over the country, not just here.
Okay, can I have my morning biatch?
What, we weren't changing anything? I said it's been a year and a half, 2 years. Go ahead.
Real funny time.
Sorry.
I bought a sub sandwich. I'm not going to say where at all, okay? I bought a sub sandwich and a Diet Coke yesterday. It was so large, and it was big. Okay, how much?
Yeah, sub sandwiches.
$15.
Okay. John, I went to Antigo, and when we stopped there, got half subs.
Yeah, I should have gotten, okay.
That was like $7 for a half.
$19.
Yeah. Wow.
$19?
Yeah. Whew. I know. I was surprised.
I mean, am I that really old, cranky guy now? It's kind of shocking.
Even McDonald's the other day, when it was
$36 for some breakfast burritos. Wow.
Yeah. So just think, if you didn't have any money, the people, I mean, it's tough to shop, and we work with that at the community, but we take people, you know, when they're going to be moving out, you know, you got to get a budget. I mean, that's not number one, but that's one of the main things they got to do. But it's okay to go to like Paul's Pantry and Nana, pick up some of the.
Absolutely.
And then we want them, they can buy bulk like rice and cereal, but you can't buy bulk like, you know, vegetables, because that's going to spoil you. But there's a way to cut your, and usually your food budget is about 15% of your income, about. But it's going up, and it.
Wow.
You're right. But they say number one thing, John, to cut expenses is stop going out to eat.
Oh, I know.
Because he talks about going out to eat a lot, doesn't he? But it's nice to do. But anyway, I'm with you on that food stuff. But you gotta. There's some sales out there.
Good morning, everybody. Sending positive thoughts and energy to John today, says Vicky. Thank you, Vicky. Morning, fellas, says the Vin Man. Thank you, Vinny. Good morning, says Sarah. How you doing, Sarah?
Wow.
So there you go.
I have to bring this up because yesterday after the show, just so our listeners understand, we typically, what we do is we cut a promo, right? And we get that on the air to say, hey, what's coming up on the show the next day?
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually, once you guys walk out, I go in and I clean up the studio. Okay.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
You're supposed to compliment.
Wait a minute.
We
both poured coffee on here to clean up the stage.
We did a little bit.
So both of you spilled yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know it got cleaned up because I watched.
Mm-hmm.
But I came in after the show, and Mino, in your spot, there was spilled coffee on the desk and on the floor. So when did that happen?
After I left, I guess.
I guess not.
Yeah. No. Uh-huh.
You didn't. Do you remember seeing that?
He didn't clean up the floor when he spilled his coffee. I know that. So that could have been leftover. I don't know the stuff that you saw later. He did wipe off the table, but John, you didn't clean up the floor. That's true. I don't want to rat you out, but.
But he will.
But I will.
I
walked in and I was like, I literally said, what the bleep?
Yeah.
And then other employees came running in because they thought I was injured. And it was just coffee on the desk and on the floor.
Who was our guest yesterday that might have done that?
Bill Jarts.
That was Jarts.
Yeah, it was Jarts.
It was totally Jarts.
Wasn't it great seeing him yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, speaking of spills, let me tell you something that if you spill on your countertop is so hard to get up, it's incredible. Honey.
Of course, yeah.
I had to get like a paint scraper type thing.
How do you spill honey, though? That takes so long to get out. You could pick it up in time. You know what I mean? Like if you had a jar.
I've been using it for different things.
Right. I know you were talking yesterday. Yeah. I put it on
yogurt.
Right. Yep.
Something else you said, but okay. Yeah.
But no, really, that's because I think Greek yogurt is terrible tasting.
Oh, that's right. That's what it was.
So I put fruit and honey in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I spilled. You cannot get that. I literally had to get like a paint scraper to get that up.
How long was it there? Because that's the
not
question.
Not that long. A couple of days.
Jeez. I just can't. That's like.
If you wipe it up right away and then like with a warm washcloth, it'll come right up.
He dropped,
just so you know. Oh, yeah.
Remember you dropped that jar of pickles in his living room or something, and then you just.
Jalapenos.
You didn't pick it up for like a day or two. You had to walk around it.
Overnight at least.
Or overnight.
You walked through it.
Jeez. That's like. Wow.
I got to be honest with you. I've had my window open for a week now because it still smells from that burnt soup, the charred soup.
I don't know if I heard that story. You charred some
early,
soup?
It's a little early.
You forgot to stir it?
Yeah. That'd do it. And that stuff, that does it, go into the carpeting or whatever you have. I don't have carpeting. But
it is baked in there.
No, just, it is.
So actually, you know what I got? It was Nikki's big pot that she loaned me.
Yeah.
So I had to go buy a metal sanding sponge to clean it with.
Was it just a regular pot or was it nonstick?
Nice big one. Well, it's stuck.
Teflon's off. It's a different color now.
Okay, another thing I read somewhere where vinegar is. So I dumped a whole thing of vinegar in there. Now it smells like vinegar, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would take vinegar over that smell. Though.
Yeah. I agree. As soon as I walk in,
just drop another jar of pickles.
I know. Yeah, that'd overcome it.
That would work.
Today is hamburger day, as we mentioned.
You know, that's a great day. Isn't it?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, no question.
Hamburgers.
No, I know, but cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a big difference between a hamburger and a cheeseburger,
John,
isn't there?
If I go through, like sometimes at buffets, they might have those, like you go to things, hot dogs, burgers. If there's no cheese, I pass on it.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Me too.
I pass on it.
You know what I almost bought the other day at, I think it was Festival? Must have been. I mean, I was going to bring them in, a box of White Castle. I didn't know they carried White Castle.
Me either.
Yeah. Those used to be good when we were traveling through different.
Well, we used to be drunk. That's what it was. Yeah, I don't think they were that good.
Or maybe something else. William said, hi, John. Good luck with your Mohs surgery today. That was invented years ago by a Madison physician. It works well, William.
All right.
Thank you, William. Was it Dr. Mohs? Must be, huh?
And that's what it's called.
Yeah, MOHS. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. And I put a thing on my Facebook about it. And Todd, I never would have gone if you hadn't like kept saying. But the thing is, like I said, when I walked into Purveya, I 100% thought, I 99% thought, oh boy, they're going to think, why is this person bothering us for a tiny little nothing? And that, you know what I mean? So what I'm saying is if you got something that pops up like that out of the blue, doesn't hurt to just check it out, man. Yeah. The smallest little thing, whatever, pop up.
It'd be interesting to see what they tell you.
Yeah. It's also brisket day. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, you like that.
I've never had it before. I mean, well, it takes, what do you say, 18 hours or something to cook?
Yeah, 12.
But I love that burnt part.
Oh, yeah, brisket's awesome.
So good. Mm-hmm. Flip-flop day. I could live in flip-flops. Not even a question.
I don't like them. I don't think they're not good. Unless you've got really pretty feet and you're a female, I don't think you should wear flip-flops.
I don't have pretty feet.
Have you done pedicures?
That's what I would have thought.
Have I done pedicures? Yeah, I get a pedicure twice a week.
Get those little fish, the guppies biting off.
Yeah, that's right.
That's good.
But that's if you're going to get them, that place on the east side is a good place to get them.
Is it? You can get them here in town?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of places that do it, but the guy on the east side is awesome. I saw him at the draft, and he's like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while.
You'd have to sedate me.
Oh, my God, John.
I can't stand somebody touching my feet, and I'm not even joking about
kind
that.
Kind of the same way.
There's just
I don't even like
it.
Getting a haircut, which, by the way, you got a nice one.
I got a really short
worth.
Yep, I got my haircut as short as possible.
Yeah.
Hunger Awareness Day, that's always important.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Senior Health and Fitness Day, all right.
Also that's for important. You guys.
That's
for
right, us. We're there.
That's for us. You know what, though? June 1st, I was 224. No, I mean no. May 1st. Yeah. 224. Today, 214.
Weren't you 212 yesterday, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so you went up a little bit.
Yeah.
And that happened.
But you know what I bought a bunch of? Thanks for pointing that out, Todd.
Yeah, just the timing on that story was like, boy, did he? That, yeah.
It's okay. I gained 4 pounds over the weekend, too. I fluctuate like that.
You
it's
know what I
want for guys our
I got
age.
My book. When we first started, the three of us, we...
Yeah, do you still have that written down anywhere?
I had it, didn't I?
You did.
Okay, I got to find that because... It's going to be 2 years on
in
June
like
25th.
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, on June 25th. And I think it was right after that we weighed in. Shortly after that, right?
Remember like
that?
We had first or second day.
We had that scale in here?
Yeah.
I'm going to dig that up and see where we're at. So, okay, I don't have it in front of me, but I will find it.
But you know what I bought? Because they say not to chew a lot when you got the stitch, you know, to kind of scarring down. I bought this. I haven't bought this in, I don't think I've ever bought this. A big bucket of orange sherbet.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds good, man.
Orange sherbet, and then I mix in some raspberries.
Just leave it alone. Orange sherbet is like a winner.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like you forget how good that is.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't had that in forever.
I know. It was delicious.
Remember the old push-ups that you would get, right,
with
the
orange sherbet? Exactly. That was the best. Exactly.
But that's why when I make my shakes with Tang, it tastes just like an orange sherbet push-up. Mm-hmm.
There was a comedian somewhere where it's like people of our age, I mean, we basically ate sherbet, right? Orange sherbet out of toilet paper rolls. I mean, that's basically
that's
what you were doing with those
true.
Things.
That's what it was.
But it's still, you forget how good something like that is.
There was
that
never
is.
Enough in those things.
No. Michael, we had to do a deep clean at our property where we did a remote with you guys. Mino spewed his chicken salad croissant all over the floor.
He did.
Michael.
And on the microphone.
Those are hard to eat, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Most people get it all over the floor. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Sarah says, add cancer screening to Todd's resume.
There you go.
Am I in the same
detected?
Am I in the same category as, say, John Kramer, who saved your life? Am I in that same realm now?
We'll see. We'll see how the test comes out.
You know what? That's a really good question.
I mean, maybe I should be elevated.
That is
a
really good. If anybody, I told you guys it, but the whole story of what Kramer did for me in Afghanistan is amazing. Right. If he didn't answer his phone, I wouldn't be here. And I'm not even joking, not being melodramatic.
I'm not sure I know that whole story.
Yeah.
He's in later, maybe you can share it.
Right. You, though, Todd, we don't know if you've seen, we don't know how important his diagnosis was until you get the test done.
Well, yeah.
Well, the test is done. The test is done.
Well, he's got cancer.
I got the cancer.
But we don't know. I hope the doctor says, man, we caught this early. If had you been waited another 6 months, this could be in your bloodstream.
I never would have gone. Right. If Todd didn't for it, I never would have gone.
Yeah.
Because you know what the thing is, even though I put it on my Facebook, but hey, get things checked out. Let's be honest. I don't mean to gross people out, but when guys get older, they get weird crap growing up. You know what I mean? It's like, where'd that go? I wonder if that lump's been there all the time and I never noticed it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's to get a guy our age to go to a doctor, get a tiny little thing checked out,
right.
It takes somebody else to encourage them to do it.
So I went to see my doctor and I sat down. He comes and he goes, so what brings you here? I said, my wife made the appointment. Because that's precisely why married men live longer than single men.
They make you go. Absolutely.
They make you go.
Yep.
And if you don't go, then they call because they got, I should have never signed off that privacy thing to her. But anyway, they call and get everything they want. So, and then they check you out and physical or whatever. So you're right. Because there's a lot of people, I've talked to people 10 years. But you've gone to a doctor in 10 years? No, I'm not going to go.
I agree. I'm with you. Terry says, Hamburger Day, count me in for the Drift-In Hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Those are a can't miss. Yeah, those are a can't miss. But like I said, we're at the right place. I have my granddaughter's a daughter the other day.
The best.
Can't miss.
That is, you know.
Wonderful waitress. My daughter even said, you're the greatest waitress I've ever seen.
Man, they got it going on there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they're successful. They do weddings, they do funerals, they do just, and then they have that Taco Tuesday, which you can't even get a place to sit down there. It's just, it's great what they do.
Well, they
know what they're doing.
I said, do you
Sundays,
have the enchilada chicken? Soup? She said, no, I think we make it like once a month or something like that. I said, let me know. I'm going to buy a bucket.
Can you email me?
Yeah. I'm going to buy a bucket of enchilada soup. Yeah. Let's go back November 1973. Well, midnight train to Georgia. Mm-hmm. Get it going here now, Wednesday morning. Oh, damn it. I was so close.
You were close. Gladys Knight, 81 years old
today. Wow. So. She's still great, man.
Absolutely.
Still great. We got a great show for you, folks. Please stay with us. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, what's left of.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Great song.
Ooh,
1973 was a good year for music. Huh, Todd?
It was just a big blend, right?
Yeah.
Little R&B,
yeah.
Little country.
Yeah. Yep. So happy birthday. Gladys Knight is 81 years old. Same age as Rudy Giuliani. Both 80. He's been quiet, huh? Weren't you kind of expecting him to try to make a little bit of a comeback?
Oh, I don't think. They got him pretty good. They got him pretty good. Yeah, you know, wouldn't they sell his baseball cards and everything? I mean,
that's right.
Yeah, he, no.
Yeah. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, 48, married to a guy whose brother used to play for the Packers, of course. What does she do now, Todd?
She was on TV. I don't know if she's still working for Fox.
She was on The View, wasn't she?
She was, and then she went to Fox, I think.
Okay.
Who was she married to?
Tim Hasselbeck. His brother, Matt Hasselbeck, played for the Packers.
Right, okay.
Marco Rubio is 54. Kylie Mignot is 57. She had that one hit, Locomotion.
She had that. She's had some hits.
Yeah.
She's big in the UK.
Didn't she have cancer?
Yes, she did.
And stuff, too, and she battled.
I believe breast cancer.
Yep.
Yep.
John Fogerty, 80. I'll tell you what.
Wow.
Come on, right?
Love
right.
John Fogerty.
Yep.
Love
he
John
was 40
Fogerty.
When we were listening. Yeah. Mm.
But he sure blew up that band. When they shouldn't have. CCR was so good, so good, so good.
But I mean, think about it. The Beatles, same thing happened.
I know.
That's why Taylor Swift's going to break all the records because she's not in a band.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
if you want to hear a good story about John Fogerty and Bob Uecker,
okay.
There is an episode of David Letterman where Norm MacDonald comes on because, you know, he and Bob Uecker were really good friends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he does a great Bob Uecker impression. And there was a night that Bob was, he went to see Bob at the ball game. And Bob's like, yeah, who's going to sing the national anthem? John Fogerty, you know, right? And he goes, I'll have John come up here at the 7-inning stretch and sing for you. You've got to watch that.
Did he really do it?
I don't know because Norm's like, no, please, I don't want him to have to come up and sing for me.
Oh, right? My God.
You don't even know who he is, do you? You know?
Oh, I got to see this.
Yeah,
I got to see. And you got to find, I'm going to try to find.
I got it.
You got it.
Yep.
Last night, what a Brewers game. Do you got the sound time?
I got it.
Okay,
you want me to play this?
Yeah,
here it comes.
Double last inning off of Aroldis Chapman was rolled over the third base bag. Pitch to him. Fly ball deep right. It's going to win the game. Abreu's going back and watching it sail. It's a grand slam.
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness, Christian Yelich. He walks it off in grand fashion. The Brewers win it 5-1 in the 10th. How do you do? And the comeback ended with a yelly bomb.
That's cool.
Grand slam walk-off.
Nice.
That was something. That was really something. That was cool.
Was that here?
No.
Oh.
But they are, where are they?
That was
in Milwaukee. Yeah,
that was
in Milwaukee.
Cool. Man, that's
right.
Awesome.
Today's
the
last. I was thinking that was the first game. Oh, wow. Today's the last game.
That's great.
Yeah, that was great. I really like it. Seems like just a really good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yelich.
Yep.
Remember when, you know what's funny? Who had a chance to be the next Robin Yelich was Ryan Braun.
I know.
If he did, I think what he did to that guy was, I would have sued him for character assassination or something. Remember?
No, I remember, not the details, but what was just it? Remember okay.
He had a positive drug test
for
PEDs, performance enhancing drugs, okay? And he had done the test on like a Friday. Okay, so what the guy who's in charge who worked for the Brewers does, he would take the test, and then that Monday or whatever, and maybe I've got some of these details, but basically this is what happened. And then Monday he'd be bringing it to the lab or whatever, okay?
Sure.
Completely seals it all up with dates it, the whole thing like that. He got an attorney, Ryan Braun got an attorney, who somehow convinced the judge that it was tainted and tampered with. Because what's it called with police? There's that thing when you got evidence, it's the such and such of to make sure it's not out of control with anybody else touching it. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the term. And he convinced the judge that somehow this was tainted by that guy. The guy literally put it in his refrigerator at his house to take it on Monday.
Wow.
And so Ryan Braun just character assassinated this guy. About he tampered with it. He did whatever. It's dishonest. What he did was, and the judge agreed with him. And then years later, Ryan Braun came back and said, "Oh, sorry,
didn't really happen." Wow.
Boy, did I lose respect? Everybody lost respect for him after that.
Turn that on him. But it's amazing the power we give to a judge.
Oh yeah.
Too much to one person.
That's why I'd like to be a judge.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. See, that's exactly my point. We have to, because it's going to cost more, but we have to
be a good judge.
We have to have three person panels. It's these guys that put people away, and then the other guy doesn't put them away. It's like, come on. I mean, way too much power in a judge. Mm. Way too much. That's more powerful than any politician. It's unbelievable, the power that they have. And that's not the way it was designed.
You know, I had two things that happened. It was like in May, right before I graduated from high school, right before. I got in an accident that was no fault of my own, okay?
Never.
Because I told you a story. This was actually in the winter. The snowbanks up there are 10 feet high.
Oh, yeah.
And when you pull out, and there's a one-way street going this way, and I'm trying to pull out, okay? And I couldn't see, but I had to pull out far enough.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier in the week.
Yeah. Then I got a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had to go back and see the same judge. And he's like, son, have you considered joining the military? Your life isn't heading the right way. Really? From a speeding ticket? That? But isn't that an old school? How many times do you think that judge said? He was like 80 years old. How many times do you think he said that in his career?
Yeah.
That was their solution for everything, wasn't it?
Yeah. I went to before the judge. I had three tickets. And I went with my dad, which was great because I walked up there. And my dad's name is Jim, too. He walked up to the bench and I said, hello, Jim. My dad, I thought, well, this won't be so bad. So then I had these three citations for something. And the guy goes, the judge was very, very cool. Now, that's where I like the power of the judge.
I was just going to say. It went Jim's way. The judge is okay.
In this case, it's fine.
He said, pick one.
We don't need no stinking panel.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
He said, pick one. Isn't that nice of him?
Yeah.
So I took the cheapest one.
I remember one time I went to fight a speeding ticket, okay? And I was in Alloys. I'm on my way to pick up Dom. He was like in kindergarten. It was like going right over the East River.
Oh, yeah.
The guy was sitting at Ziggy's.
Yeah.
And it was going to be like 6 points or something. Mm-hmm. So I fought it to get down 1 point. And the judge goes, he's looking at it. I'm testifying. He goes, how's your record otherwise? I said, good. he goes like, he takes his glasses, puts them down like this and goes, and puts his glass back. I forgot about a couple of things.
Oh, man.
He had it in his hand. He's like, don't scam me.
That's what they said. You know,
text Mino and the mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the mayor here. And a good looking Todd. I didn't catch that fully. What was that forecast again? Mid-80s, did she say?
Yeah, it's coming up. We're going to hit the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Green Bay 59 right now. Appleton 59. Oshkosh 58. High in the mid-80s. Wow. Partly cloudy with showers. High in the mid-80s. Okay.
No, that's 60s.
Okay.
Today's the coolest day, but then a week from today, it's going to be 82.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I want to mention on our app, right? You can text us and listen and all that kind of stuff, but you can also send those voice messages. So now you can voice message the studio and we can play them back on the air. So if you got something you want to say to Jim and John at any time,
message it in.
I'll double check them first, of course, we hear them. Right. But I would love somebody to test that out this morning at some point.
Yeah, please do. How do they do it, Ty?
Download
put a handkerchief over the receiver.
Download the Civic Media app, choose your station, ISS or GBW, and then in the lower portion there, you see there's actually a voice message. So you press that, it records you, and you send it through.
Nice. Yeah, somebody do it. Come on. Sarah or anybody out there listening, Vinny, whomever's listening out there, Patrick, let us know. It's also ALS Awareness Month. We're going to be talking about that today. That's always a very important thing. That's something we're very...
We lean into that.
We want to,
passionate. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that... Man. And we're going to learn. We've got a doctor coming in today.
We're learning about Alzheimer's today. So ALS is ALS.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Don't we have someone coming in from
Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah, we do. Right?
Yes.
Right.
But it's also ALS Awareness Month.
All right.
I've got, and that's another one. I hope to go visit a very good friend very soon who's got it. And it's like, and my aunt had it. And it's like.
Well, how about, isn't that Tom Hintz?
I believe so, huh? It's kind of quiet. I don't really know. I didn't.
Oh man, he's in good shape.
Oh my God, you can still run marathons,
right?
Do whatever,
and just get a little bit of the
yeah.
It came on quick. I don't know, some of the stuff it seems like it lasts longer, but that was very unfortunate. That is, there's no cure, right?
No, I mean I don't know how many guys that played in the NFL have it. I mean, Steve McMichael, Gleason, the guy. There's a big statue of him out in front of after Hurricane Katrina. When the Superdome was reopened,
yeah.
Okay, And it's like, oh my God, it's a real celebration. And I remember it was a Monday night game or Sunday night game. And he first 2 minutes of game, he blocked a punt and ran in for a touchdown. It's almost like, you know, we're back type of thing. And they actually have a statue of it out in front of the Superdome now. That's cool. And then it wasn't long after, diagnosed with ALS. Yeah. So many football players that happen to. It's incredible. You hate to say it, but it's true.
Yeah.
Brewers in action again today, taking on the Red Sox again, 11:35 on WISS, coming your way from Appleton.
Is that the best thing to do, 11:35, go down to a new, have you been to a new game lately?
No, but those are called getaway games, so they can fly, when they got to fly to the West Coast or someplace.
Oh, well, you get away from work. Yeah. I just think.
Those are awesome.
Those are awesome games. I haven't been there this year, but yeah, I want to go to a noon game. Much more enjoyable. You get back, you know, 4 or 5. And
totally agree. Totally agree.
Great.
Because I'll be honest
with you. We got to do that.
There's nothing worse than coming back. So I used to go to Brewers games. And if it's a night game.
Right.
Boy, that's a long. And you got to get up in the morning. That's a long drive back.
Right. Yeah. No.
So, yeah.
All right.
Joyce says, hey, John, they are naming the ballpark in Navarino after Covey. That's awesome. My good friend. Remember I told you. Although, I'm going to try to find that tree I bought in his honor, too. And the one that's over in Midland, Michigan. Remember I told you that? But yeah. Covey from Navarino, he was like the mayor of Navarino or whatever title. You know, there's different, but
right.
What do you ran? Whatever. He ran the baseball team there, did all kinds of fundraisers. Just a wonderful, wonderful guy and a really good friend of mine. He passed away from cancer a few months back. Yep. Got a text here from Brian. Jim, would you say Tom Hintz was one of the most universally liked politicians in Brown County?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would. The guy runs for sheriff on a write-in.
Yeah.
And he wins.
Yeah.
County exec, just people liked him, but he was likable.
Yeah.
I mean, he, Mr. United Way, he was so much into charity. He's the one who worked with that drug court for veterans.
He
started
was it? Very instrumental in starting that.
And yeah. How can you not like someone that his heart was boy in the.
He was sincere. I mean, he used to come up to every Packer game up in the box that Ted Thompson gave me, and he would talk to every single game, every player, or every player, every veteran. He would say, hey, listen, I'm starting up a new thing, or we're starting up a new thing called the Veterans Court. And he said, we're not only looking to help veterans who are getting in trouble, but also we're looking for mentors to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people who used to come to those games are like, you know, honestly, I'd be interested in that, in helping out. Or the opposite way of, I could use some help.
Right.
And that was Tom. Grassroots level.
Yeah, I think everyone liked him. I don't think he lost an election.
I don't. Not that I know.
He was just, he's well-liked, worked hard. Yeah, people liked him.
And you know what? There's a lot to be said just being an okay guy. Just being a good, you know what I mean?
He's just a good guy.
Just being a good guy.
Yeah.
Just not having an agenda or having his whatever personality. And I bet the people he really disliked wouldn't know it because he would treat them the same way he treated somebody he really does like.
That's true.
And that's hard to do.
Yeah. Well,
that's hard to do. You should think about that.
We're not there yet. We got to.
I beat you to a tie.
I was just going to say, we're not very good at that. I'm not.
But with this ALS awareness, if that's what he died at, that came on very quick. Because they meet at the new community shelter, the Veterans Court, every month. They met yesterday, as a matter of fact, they were there. And so I'd see him all the time. And, you know, a month goes fast, but to see him and he's fine.
Yeah.
And then you die within the next 4 weeks. Maybe I wasn't looking. I've never looked at him like he'd have any health problems. Like I was always in great shape and always, you know, turkey trot and everything else. So
I'll see if I can find somebody who can come on and actually talk a little bit more about the disease.
And the diagnosis.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Because that is one that, man.
There's no turning back on that.
I don't know if you have to throw money at it or, I mean, get the most brilliant minds in the world and just go after some of these diseases like that. But
takes funding.
I know.
That's why we're talking about that right now. And
I know.
Some budgets are getting cut. And it's like, look, that money's going to research.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And not just the institution wins, everybody wins, you know, with research if it works.
You're right.
But look at U Chicago. You know, my kid was there. They do a lot of research there, which I think is really cool because it's stuff that we don't even know what's going on. And they're working on things that is going to benefit us.
The University
of
Chicago?
10 years. Yeah.
Why do they play football?
I never went to a game.
They played St. Laurent. They're not football players.
No.
And it's just funny. It's
that's
like
an academic.
These kids are all brilliant. They're all going to make, you know, They're all going to be doctors or whatever.
Yeah, they are.
That great football player.
No, I didn't even know that. I didn't know they had a team.
I give them credit. They used to be a great school. Amos Alonzo Stagg was the head coach there. I think they were in the Big Ten at one time.
And are you sure we're talking about the same school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Down by the museum?
It's in a not great part of town, right?
Yeah.
You
jog 6 blocks, you don't want to be there. Yeah, it's that. Well, Obama lives down there, right? That's
Hyde Park, wasn't it?
Yeah, that Louis Farrakhan had a place. There's just some very nice homes there by the university. Wow, I didn't know they had a football team. She never mentioned that either. I'm going to be honest with you. I never knew that till now. Okay, well, anyway. They're good academic school, though. That's
one of the best. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, another thing, though, too, is talking with the ALS type things. When you were a kid, had you ever heard of that?
I did only because of the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Oh, okay.
Right? They would talk about that all the time.
Okay. I didn't watch that.
I did.
I just did not like Jerry Lewis.
Well, I didn't, wasn't a big fan of him. But
you know what? You know what's so horrible? You can find clips now of him. He'll bring out some handicapped little kid, and he'd be like, boy, you have to say, what did God have against this kid, huh? Look at how horrible of a shape he is in. How would you like to have a day like this guy? Man, what did God have against you? And here's this poor handicapped kid sitting there, and Jerry Lewis is doing something like that.
Yeah.
He was weird. And I had a good buddy who worked at it, and they used to have to go to like convention every year. And yeah.
I heard stories about that too.
Yeah.
He was here. He was at the Carlton.
Oh, was he? Yeah. you just
for those of you
something.
That yeah for those of you that didn't know that Jim just mouthed something
and his security guy carried a gun
really because so many people didn't like him was he
know.
Here for the telethon or
no he was here for he did a show at the Carlton. He was here for like I think 6 days
as like a comedian. I mean a stand-up?
Yeah, he sings too.
Oh, okay.
I mean yeah he's Jerry Lewis. His name is what sells out the room. But that telethon, I can't believe you didn't watch that. That was like
you
watched
that a little
Day
bit
weekend.
But he just bugged me.
Yeah.
Well, he was in my favorite, but
yeah.
Well, you'd see Tony Orlando and Don. You'd see, right. You know, Don Kershane. He'd come on.
Yeah.
Frank I'm trying Sinatra. To think of some of the other ones. Yeah, they'd bring
Charo.
Up.
Charo would come out, right. Do a little hoochie coochie coo.
Oh, my God. Boy, is that conjuring up an era.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, nothing conjures up the mid-70s like Tony Orlando and Don.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
He's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. I always liked Thelma. Was it Thelma?
Yep. Thelma Hopkins.
Thelma was
she's still doing
hot.
Well, too.
Is she? Yeah.
I don't know if she's hot. Great.
What?
I don't know who she is. I don't did. I'm just looking at our intern here. He has clueless.
Completely blank. Look like not even
like we're talking a different
zero.
Language.
Yeah.
But quite
zero.
Honestly, he's done that all morning because I actually called him about that earlier. He's like zoning out.
Yeah, you should see that.
Dude. Yeah.
Hey, I got a couple texts here about hamburgers. Where is your favorite hamburger place? But I'm not even saying today's National Hamburger Day. I'm exactly like you. I only want a hamburger if it's got cheese on it.
Oh, yeah. So
really?
So, yes. Oh, me too.
I mean, I like cheeseburger.
I was telling him, but if it was on the radio or not, but if I'm going to one of those buffets or picnics and these things, and they have, you know, brats and hot dogs and hamburgers, if they don't have cheese, I'll walk right by the hamburgers. If they have cheese, boom, I'll take it.
Yeah. Yep. I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way.
No cheese.
Yeah.
No burger.
But you know what I'm going to, it's hard. You know what? Have you ever found pimento cheese, like real pimento cheese? In a store.
Yeah, it's
hard to find.
Okay.
It's really hard to find. But I had that. I told you that I had something with pimento cheese. That's the greatest tasting cheese I think there is. And I think that would make the greatest cheese for a cheeseburger you could possibly have.
Well, yeah, because
you're
getting two things, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Well, you're coming over the 17th. I'm having a party, so I'll get pimento cheese.
You know where I first heard about pimento cheese? You ever watch the show Better Call Saul?
Oh, yeah. Who's backing up? Why?
Yeah, we're not coming over.
No, wait, no, wait a minute. Oh, I didn't know about a party on the 17th.
I told you guys.
No.
Big Mouth.
Intern, did
I
you know?
Did you know that there's
a party on the 17th?
We had two guys from Big Mouth in here. The band director at Ashwaubenon High School. And then
Bill?
And then the guy that was just here. Rick. Rick.
Right. Rick from Big Mouth.
And
yeah.
They're playing at St. James Park on the 17th. It's a neighborhood thing.
Well, I'm out of town. I can't come anyway, but thank you.
On a Tuesday?
I'm taking vacation. I'm getting away from you people for a while.
As of right now, he's taking vacation. Yeah,
He just saw the new direct flights
from Appleton to the Gulf Shores.
I am out of here.
He's going back to his place.
Well, you got a party on the 17th. Perfect day for me to take some time away.
I got to tell you, though, Todd. I got to tell you. I'm on this one website type thing where it's Snake World. Okay.
Snake World.
Yeah. What? Where you take a picture of a snake and people tell you what kind of a snake it is and everything like that. And it's amazing down in like the Alabamas and the places like these really nice houses, really nice, whatever, not out in the swamps or the bayous. The snakes that come into their places down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, Todd, in Arkansas. It's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not no fun.
Way. No way. I'll take snow.
Was
I'll
the
take
worst
ice. I'll take
2 years of my
that.
Life down south. Worst 2 years ever for so many reasons.
There's pictures. People rented a place, you know, rent a place in Alabama, and the guy goes to pick up a piece of wood from his deck, and there's a water moccasin laying on the thing.
I called.
Pack up. Let's go.
To the airport.
Let's go. All right, guys, a quick break. We come back. We're attacking with the Dino Pitchka Memorial Softball Tournament with Annie Zalewski. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
The old man is down the road.
Hey, welcome back. Come out with the mayor here on National Hamburger Day. Let's see what we got here. Brian says, this cheeseburger message brought to you by Schreiber. Okay.
Yeah, it's 2,000 employees, $5 billion in sales. Yeah, I'll promote them.
Annie, your favorite burger place?
Oh, it just changed.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a new spot out in Mishkat. It's called Thirsty Joe's. I have to give them a plug. They've got one of the best burgers around.
Okay, I get out there once in a while. Thirsty Joe's, I'll do that.
Is that right in that main drag? Like when you go through Mishkat?
On 147 on your way to Two Rivers. Yeah. But I also have to give a plug to Yanda's in Ellisville. Because they have excellent burgers as
those
well.
Just Yanda's and
don't those just sound like good burgers? Yeah, I'm going to Yanda's for a burger.
Gators. Paul says Bourbon Street Bar, 821 South Broadway.
That
best
is good.
Burgers.
That's good. And do they still have like they're discounted like on Tuesday or Wednesday nights? That they have great burgers there. I'll give them that.
When we did the high school football game in Luxembourg last year, the Booster Club brought us up cheeseburgers. They were so delicious. He said they were from a bowling alley.
Oh, sure.
In Luxembourg?
Yeah.
Oh, are they thick and juicy and good?
Yeah. It's been a while. My husband used to work in Lexburg a century ago, and he every once in a while would bring burgers for supper.
Man.
That other place we went to, I don't know if I went with you, but is it Joe Rogers?
Oh, Joe Rogers. Sure, that's legendary.
Is that Brussels?
Dykesville.
Duval. Rozier, one
of course.
Yeah.
Duval. But yeah, I love
going to those out of the way little places. Like people laugh at me, but I remember when Frog Station was a thing.
Frog Station.
And you'd go in and you'd get a tap beer for like 50 cents and you'd have some nice old lady there cooking right in front of you.
Yep.
And the onion rings and the whole thing and the floor slanted.
Yes, it did. That building is still standing.
I know. I want to convert it back into what it once was. The pool table, if you took a shot of the pool table, it was so slanted that it won't stop. It just keep rolling the whole time.
Yep.
Remember?
Yep.
Oh, I loved Frog Station.
Yep.
And just the onions fried.
Yes.
Those are great places. I love it.
Best burger we ever had after working a football game in Manoa at the bowling alley. Brian, bowling alleys used to be known for good food, weren't they? Todd?
I was just going to say yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, where's Manoa?
Manoa? On the way to... It's not on the way to too much.
Okay.
Kind
of a little west of here, isn't
it? Yeah, outside of Shawano.
Okay.
Wapaka County.
All right, so that's close enough. I could do that. There's another place... like in Stangleville, that neck of the woods, they have great burgers. I'm going to think of that because we used to go there all the time when I lived out there.
In Stangleville?
No, it's a little bit further down on like AB.
Remember he had that farm out there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Had chickens. And,
yeah.
Yep.
But I didn't know there were any restaurants in Stangeville. I mean, they got that, the great not, meat market.
There's now. Copper Top opened up
really?
A couple years ago.
In Stangeville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's my favorite bratwurst, or my favorite, it's my favorite beef jerky in the world, is at that meat market.
Yeah, Connops. Yep. Yeah. They converted the old Mary's Praha Bar.
I used to go there.
Oh, you know your stuff.
So what is Mary's? I used to go there quite often. I got married in that church right there.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, St. Lawrence.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre? It's like this huge big church in this tiny little town.
It's on the, I believe it's on the historical register.
It is. Register.
Oh, is it really?
It's not going anywhere. Yes, it's gorgeous.
Like, it throws off the scale of all the houses.
It is. That's a beautiful church.
It is.
Who are those, Germans? Bohemians?
No, Belgians, right?
Mostly Bohemians, I think. Okay.
But boy, they spent a little money on that
church. That's what I mean. Whatever year that was built, where did they get the money to build something that massive?
And that altar. I mean, if you've ever been in there, the altar is one of the most gorgeous I've ever seen.
Yeah. Wow.
And I've been in cathedrals around the world a little bit. That's gorgeous.
It is. Yesterday, it was my 35th wedding anniversary, and we still go out there once in a while.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. But what a... And that church, it's not, it looks bigger from the outside. It's not that big on the inside, but so you invite 150 people, it's packed. But I was, I loved living out there, but the kids were little and I don't know, just whatever, we moved to Green Bay. So anyway, great area.
Sally B's in Wayside. Great burger, great wings, great Friday night for fish fry, Scotty B.
Sally B's.
I don't know that one. Well, I know where
Wayside,
they're going to have some,
they're going to
have some pretty good burgers at the Dino Pichka Memorial Softball Tournament.
Absolutely.
That's why Annie is here to talk about this. Annie, before we go to a break, give a little background on yourself and this wonderful veteran.
Well, Dino Pichka was my nephew, and he, a little bit later in life, told his mom he didn't want to have any regrets. So he enlisted in the Marine Corps, and that was 2005, I believe. 2008, he was deployed to Iraq. He was in Fox Company out of Milwaukee. And in 2008, his Fox unit was deployed to Iraq. April 14th, 2008, the Humvee he was in hit a roadside bomb, and he was killed along with another young man from the Milwaukee area. And we got together shortly after that, and we run a tournament in his honor.
15 years, I can't believe it.
Yes, we can't believe it either. We're pretty proud of that, Mark. It's coming up starting tomorrow through Sunday.
It's a softball tournament.
We've got an 18 men's division, 18 co-ed division, a lot of good softball.
Yeah.
And the thing I want to talk about after the break, I want to talk about how I always try to make sure we talk about the person underneath that uniform. I mean, it looks phenomenal. It's dressed blues and everything like that, but I like talking about the individual himself, because when you spoke at UW Green Bay this year for a veteran spotlight, the story you told about the type of human being he was, not the caricature of the big, tough, tatted up Marine type thing.
Yep.
A really, really special person who cared for kids like I can't believe. And I can just imagine what he was like with kids in Iraq. So we're going to talk more about that and why you're hosting a softball tournament in his honor coming up this weekend. Okay. Annie Zalewski with us. Do I always mispronounce it? Zaleski.
There you go.
I know.
You got it.
I don't know why I always get that
That's
wrong.
That's okay. I'm married 36 years and most of my family still says Zaleski.
Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.